Good evening.
Hey. So happy to join with you once again, my dear friends.
Yes, we're very happy to have you back with us. Yeah.
I have been mostly occupied with matters in our world which you would not understand of, but which needed me to return and to join with counsel there. But although it must feel like some time to you all since last I spoke, of course you understand it is but a moment in time.
Yes, I do understand, yes. It still seems a long time for us.
I know. And I have been aware of your thoughts towards me on many occasions. For this, I thank you, my dear friends. It is good to know that you can extend your love without the voice of one who comes to you. It shows how much you have grown. I see that we once more are quite short in numbers.
Yes.
But of course it matters not to any work that we have to give to you. But of course, it is satisfying to know that many hear the words given out to you within this room. What I have to tell you this time, my dear friends, is that as we approach your yearly end, and when I naturally return to my own home, it is important for you to know that there is still much for me to give to you. But I have to inform you that the time has come when we need you to live your own spiritual beings to be used in any manner by those of us in our world. I told you a little time ago that I would be working with this instrument for other things.
Yes.
And this I repeat to you. he will not be aware of what is happening. But I can assure you, I am working closely with her on many levels. Not only in the confines of this room, but at all times in her daily life. And we hope to bring to you over the next few years of your earthly time much more phenomena. But of course, there are many things to consider. Not only my working with this instrument, but with the permission of all of you within this room. Because without your continued support, these things would not be possible. But let me assure you, dear friends, that we hope that your loyalty to us will be duly rewarded, in as much as we can help you in your own spiritual growth. Because each one of you has a different spiritual mission. I know that you know of that and have sometimes wondered what is your place within this group. And let me tell you, dear friends, that it has been a testing time for many of you. But I can now reveal to you all that your loyalty will be rewarded.
Rather like you, we don't do it for any reward, we do it because we want to learn from you. And,
We understand that you seek not any gratification. But nevertheless, my dear friend, there are so many within these groups who have only their own ego in mind. But that is not so here. And that is why it is possible for me to use this voice box and speak to you in a loving way and hopefully in an understandable way. Because all matters spiritual are not easy to understand fully. But I have tried, and I have been assured that our mission is going forward. And that brings great joy, not only to me, but to those in our world who are watching closely.
It's very nice for us to hear that too.
I think for this time, if you have any questions or doubts, that we may discuss them.
Could I go back and just ask something again? You said just now that we should open ourselves up for any use that the spirit can make of us. Can you give us a little idea of what extra you might expect?
In time to come? Yes, of course I will. Only because you have the desire to know, not because it is important. But do you wish me to speak of you personally or as a group, as a whole?
I think it would be interesting for all of us to know what you have in mind.
Yes, thanks, Sarah.
Am I speaking out of turn?
No.
You see what I mean by the goodness within this group, that each one is concerned for the other, and that is what we desire. Because in order to produce more phenomenon for you, not as evidence, because you do not doubt, but because it is a part of your spiritual development that you have these things. You may find that some of you are used by other beings to bring greater knowledge to this group. There may be that we will try to use more individuals in producing different procedures, such as apples and such like. But all of these things, every sitting, is an experiment between you earthly beings and us in spirit. It is a two-way thing. That is why we must continue in love, in listening to what I bring to you, and in your own endeavors to become more spiritually aware. Although your understanding of my words is great, your own ability to develop is just a little slow. And our desire is that each one of you ask for help in your spiritual unfoldment. Do you understand? You all have spiritual gifts, and it is your own responsibilities to develop these gifts to the best of your abilities. We need more than one evening a week. That is what I am trying to say. We need your dedication, we need your understanding, and we need your love. And when the time is right, you may be amazed at what we can bring. Is that helpful for you?
Very nice to hear, yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it would be a wonderful thing to get some kind of phenomenon. The knowledge is the most important thing, but somehow the experience would...
It would... complement.
Yes, it certainly would.
therefore we must all work towards these things.
So we did find when we had the experience with the being that Bonio brought over, and Jan, who had the clairvoyance, that was very nice for us to have that.
Yes, it is what you term evidence for yourselves, because always, as human beings, you doubt, and that is not a fault, it is just part of your human nature. But sometimes we know you need to have some kind of proof. But we will not provide it just because someone demands it. Why should we? There is no need. We do have nothing to prove.
Basically, we have to earn what we receive.
You only get what you are entitled to. So if you decide that your spiritual knowledge has gone far enough, then that is all that you will receive. So you must always strive to recognize and understand more. And my words, I hope, have brought to you a little greater understanding of your world and yourselves. But the time has now come where you must work upon your own spiritual natures.
So I must say your words are, your teaching has been so good, I think, for all of us, but I speak for myself, that in everyday life I can hear you saying things, situations arise, and I can hear you saying, "Ah, now something that's said."
Yes.
But what we need to strive for now is not what Salumet has said, but what you feel and know and understand from within, without thinking the words. To have that inner knowing of all things spiritual, that there is no doubt that what you are trying to achieve is right, because you know from within that it is right.
I think we're probably a bit like children. It's nice to have the encouragement from you.
Yes, but I have to say, you must never fully rely on my words. It is now time for the children to be a little more grown.
Yes, I see what you mean.
All children will remain children if you allow them, but you must help them to grow and understand and become their own person. And that is what I am encouraging you now, my dear friends, to do, that to go within. In doing so and developing, you will become a much stronger unit, which can then produce many things from our world.
Yes. I suppose that I've been thinking along a different line myself, that my job was to spread the word to friends around me and hoping that they would take it on board. I'm afraid that I haven't found many of those friends who have taken it on board. I've stumbled there, but this gives me another direction to go into.
The best that you can do, my dear friend, is to show by example the way you live your life. And I assure you that people who surround you will see that difference, that light that shines from within. And they will say, what does he have that we do not? Only then is it time to use words to help them on their way. They have to be ready to accept.
I hope I can achieve that.
If you have sown one seed, you have done well. You cannot ask for more. You will find that throughout the rest of your life, that somehow those in need will be drawn towards you, and you can use the words to convince them, but only when they are ready to receive.
Thank you.
In the same way that we waited patiently to come to you in this room and in another room, but we had to be sure that the mix of people was right.
Oh.
that does amaze us, Rod.
And thank Sarah for that segment. Thank you very much for that.
Obviously meant to be, Rod. And you're passing them the words.
Yes, exactly.
And now, my dear friends, for this time I will depart, but I have not forgotten that we have specific talks to come, and we will discuss them before very long. But for the rest of this evening, let us see what comes to you from those others who are waiting so closely.